From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Of all the civil rights pioneers we honor during Black History Month, few have been more important than C.L. Dellums. He set out in the 1920s with a small group of African-American activists, led by another civil rights pioneer, A. Philip Randolph, to organize the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. It was the first union to be founded by African-Americans. It paved the way for the granting of equal rights to millions of other black workers, and joined with the NAACP, in which C.L. Dellums was also a leader, to act as the major political vehicle of black Americans from the late 1930s through the 1950s. The two organizations led the drives against racial discrimination that laid the groundwork for the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Dellums, the uncle of Oakland Mayor Ron Dellums, left his native Texas in 1925 to take a porter's job on the Pullman Company's sleeping coaches on trains operating out of Oakland. He quickly discovered the need for a union. Porters commonly worked 12 or more hours a day for pay of just $72.50 a month, and out of that, they had to pay for their meals, uniform, even the polish they used to shine white passenger shoes. They could never be promoted to the better-paying conductor's jobs. Those jobs were reserved for white men. Not long after he went to work for Pullman, Dellums was fired for his union activities, as were 90 other porters. But finally, Congress granted workers the legal right to unionize. And finally, in 1937, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters won a union contract from Pullman that guaranteed porters decent pay and benefits. Well, Dellums also was a leader in the drive for creation of state fair employment practices commissions to combat discrimination in housing as well as on the job. The most important commission was set up in California after 14 years of intense lobbying by Dellums in his dual role as a vice president and later president of the Porters Union and Western Regional Director of the NAACP. He served on the California Commission for a quarter century, till just before his death in 1989. With a perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.